Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Shoftim, and are well underway in our Avodah of the month of Elul. If you're not underway, you better get moving quickly, because the month of Elul goes past very, very rapidly, and it's time really to buckle down and to take it seriously. Chodesh Elul is a Chodesh of Aliyah, potential Aliyah, for one and all. And so, let me share with you some thoughts on Parshas Shoftim. In Parshas Shoftim, we find the Yisurim of a Melech, Lo Yarbe Lo Inoshim. We're told that a king is not allowed to have multiple women, and the Pasuk says a reason. Pen Yasres Levavai, they may affect his decision-making, they may affect his heart, so to speak, and Pen Yasres Levavai, therefore you're not allowed to be Marben Hashem. As you all know, Shlomo HaMelech was nechshol in this. Shlomo HaMelech said, Ani arbe v'lo yasser, I'll be marbe, I'll take extra women, and nothing will not affect me. That's what he said. And this the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Chaf Aleph on his base. Now, the question is, how Shlomo HaMelech can make such a mistake? Shlomo HaMelech was Chacham Yikol Adam. He was the wisest of human beings. And he apparently made some type of a cheshbon ha-nefesh that I'm yarbe, that I can do it. He did the same thing with the horses. He did the same thing with finances. And he was wrong in all of them. So, okay, pashtus, he made a mistake. We find a similar idea in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yudbeis Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha knew that Chazal answered, they forbade reading La'or HaNer, when you learn alone, not to read by the light of a Ner, because you may come to adjust the Ner to improve your reading. And it's very fascinating that the Gemara there says a very similar lashon. Ani ekra v'layeta. He said, I will read and I will not touch the Ner. Very similar to Ani arbe v'layosor of Shlomo HaMelech. Interesting. And he stumbled. He stumbled. Either he almost changed the Ner or he did change the Ner. And he stumbled. Very, very similar idea. He didn't learn from Shlomo HaMelech. Interesting. Rabbi Aaron has a beer. Rabbi Aaron has a beer in Shlomo HaMelech. And he says something very sadistic. He says, Shlomo HaMelech did not make a mistake. He knew his kaiches. He knew his energy. He knew his spiritual energy. And he knew he was a baruch. He was someone on a level to be able to say that he will not come to make a mistake just because he takes multiple women. That's what Shlomo HaMelech knew. What was his mistake? His mistake was something totally different. And that is a concept that once the Torah is kaveya, that there is a chashad, there is a likelihood that if someone is going to do this, this will be the result. The mitzvah changed. Since the Torah is chayshish and says, ten yasser, so memela became that way. It became such a mitzvah, sestanko meiraisa bari alma. And that was his mistake. His mistake was not realizing this great yisoid, that once the Torah is kaveya chashash, it becomes a true chashad. So that was the mistake. It's somewhat similar to Chazai Nish, who writes in Amun and Betachin, that a dayan in Yisrael, it's really not appropriate to think that if someone gives him money, that'll affect his psak, how he's going to pass it. A person is a member of the Sanhedrin. A person is a member of the greatest learners and tzaddikim in Kali Yisrael. Money would never get him to change his psak. But once the Torah said, Sheikhed Ba'abra Einech HaChamim, it creates such a mitzvah, a chashad, it creates a poison, that Sheikhed could be Ma'abra Einech HaChamim. This is Rabbi Aaron's idea. Now, the question becomes, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha learn from the experience of Shlomo HaMelech? That you can't just say, I'll do it and nothing will happen. So, in the Sefer of the Shurim of Rabbi Elia Baruch on Devarim, he adds a wonderful knetch. He says, Rabbi Shmuel knew that Shlomo HaMelech made a mistake. He said, the Torah is Kaveya, that if you take multiple women, that something is gonna happen as a result. And he learned that from Shlomo HaMelech. But by Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, when D'Rabbanan was chayshish for something, who says that that's going to change the Metzias HaDvar? Rabbi Shmuel knew he's great enough not to stumble and to touch a ner chas v'shalom. And there, he made the mistake. He made the mistake because even when the Rabbanan make a Gzeirah, when they have a chashash, it creates that sort of poison that if a person does read La'ara ner, he's likely to be mate. He's likely to change. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Gemara, if Rabbi Shmuel made this mistake, his response was, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim, show you Imrim, that how great were the chachamim? Because they said that la yikrila are in there. What does it mean? Kama gedolim divrei chachamim? It means he had now come to this realization that when the Chazal chayshish or something, that it's real. It becomes real. It becomes a real chashad. This is very important because the atachon is the rabbanon, the agzer is the rabbanon that sometimes people take lightly. The surim of yichud, for example, someone's miyachid, does that mean it's going to come chas v'shalom to something no good? Now, the truth is that yichud is aser in any event. But the idea that people have that certain archokis from nashim, it's not a real chashad. They were too extreme. They weren't too extreme. These things, they do happen. And the idea that when chazal or chayshish is something, you have to take it seriously, that idea is an idea that's sort of the lesson of the story of first Shlomo HaMelech on a deraisa and then Rabbi Shmuel on a derabbanan. And let's move on to a second thought here in the parasha. We find that when you go to war, there are three exemptions, three potential exemptions to going to war. And of course, they were Asha'iras Isha V'loi L'kacha, someone who is marrying a woman, did Erisin, the woman's already in Eishas Ish, they're going to finish their marriage. Or Asher Bonabais V'loi Chanacha, Asher not take care of V'loi Chilalai, a wife, a home, a kerem. When these things are in process, so a person doesn't go to do battle, Pen Yomas B'molchama, he may die in Mulchama. The Gur Aryeh, the Maral, and his Pirish Rashi, and his Gur Aryeh says an extraordinary thing. He says that these three items, marriage, building a home, building what's essentially a business, not a karam, a business of a vineyard, these things are themselves mekatrigin. They themselves are things that bring a person lidei sakana, meaning to say that when a person is in a moment of extraordinary hatzlach in his life, he's come to a milestone in his life, a person is in danger because he has to take it seriously. He has to appreciate what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given him and be ready to reciprocate, be ready to behave in the way that someone does when Kodesh Baruch Hu does things kind, does acts of kindness to him. And that is absolutely necessary. And therefore, it's a shasa sakana on these three things. As a matter of fact, he points out that these are exactly the three things, the major parts of a life, that the Gemara says, Harbam yayim kainetziris avlad, baskol yaitzeis vaymeris. The baskol says, bayis plaini laplaini, bas plaini laplaini, or sada plaini laplaini. These three things, bas plaini, marriage, bayis plaini, a new home, sada plaini, or a person's really is parnasa, agricultural parnasa. These are major events in a person's life. And therefore, a person has to respond to them very appropriately. I've mentioned in the past that my father, Olav HaShalom, had this type of behavior. My father was a working man. He had siddurim. But he looked to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when something major happened. He didn't talk about it. However, the morning after I got married, my father came to be my shomer to go to Shacharis. And at Shacharis, I saw he was wearing Rabbi Notam tefillin. I said, Tati, you wear Rabbi Notam tefillin? He said, no, I never did. Today's my first day. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to marry off a child, and I shouldn't do something for him? That's the Gur Aryeh is talking about. When a person comes to a part of life, major, marriage, zecha to a home, or zecha to a parnasa, the parnasa happens to be the sada plaini laplaini or the kerem, a person is in danger. He's in danger of not behaving appropriately towards that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. And in that, we need to learn from the parasha. We learn to learn from the parasha to try in our own relatively small way to be able to respond to the Taiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that way to deserve a continuation of Taiva, a Hemshech of Taiva, always to have that Taiva of Hashem. And so, one thought on Le'ar V'Lay Nashim, one thought on Hasha'iris Isha V'Lay L'Kacha, a quick Nakuda. In this week's parasha, we have the pasuk Adam Eitz HaSadeh that compares a man to a tree. The context of the pasuk is the context of the pasuk. But outside of that, the Agadeli Yisrael, who saw in it significance in the marshal of a person to a tree in many ways, not to go into it length. However, one of the things is the idea of an upsharing. The idea of an upsharing comes that a person's like a tree, that there are 3 years of Arla, and subsequent to that, we cut the fruits, we harvest the fruits, so too with the hair of a child. Now, there is no early source for that, but I do want to mention that in Halacha, there's a similarity, there's a similar source. In Yeridei Simei Reish Mem Hei, the Ramah says that when a child turns 3, you should start teaching him Divrei Torah, you start teaching him how to read, Aleph Beis, how to say Divrei Torah. On that, the Taz says, Tumi the Arla. He says the same thing as a person like a tree, and just like Arla, when you hit 3, you have to be Magdish Kodesh Hashem. And so to hear when he's 3. Now to be sure, the Gra argues, the Gra says on this Ramah, he doesn't know what the Ramah is talking about. The Gemara says, Mishiyacha Ledaber, but when a child knows how to speak, you teach him, Torah Tzivalanu Maisha, not 3, it's Mishiyacha Ledaber, Shtaka Kasha of the Gra. But not taking away from that, there is something of a source for the 3-year age in order for a person to become connected, so to speak, to closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Kaidesh, like the end of the Arla period. There is an additional source, and that is in Shari Tshuva Hilchasitzis. I believe it's Simi Yud Beis, maybe Simi Yud Dalet, I think Simi Yud Beis, Beis, where he says to put tzitzis on a child from the age of 3. And the reason is, again, because dumya to Adam Eitz HaSadeh, dumya to an Arla, to the tree of an Arla. Now, in what way is that significant? Why would a person be like a tree? All right, that's for a different discussion, a different time. My point is that you do have these two Makairas. Now with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, meaningful Shabbos and Chodesh El. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the schus of feeling the month of El, and feeling his karvus to him, to Ezas Hashem. A good Shabbos to one and all.